Carolyn Rose está presentando su disco más reciente, The Art of Forgetting, tercer disco larga duración de la creadora originaria de Austin, Texas, que es parte del cartel del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara. Y para platicar de este material discográfico y su próxima actuación en este festival, tenemos el gusto de conectar en esta videollamada con Carolyn Rose. Hola, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing well.
Amazing. Getting ready to start your tour this weekend?
We start next week, which is wild. We've been working pretty much nonstop.
Yes,
Getting ready.
because you have like 20 dates in the United States, then you will come to Mexico and then you will go to Europe.
We're going all over the place.
Very
This album
busy.
cycle. Yeah, very busy.
Great. So, Caroline, you are releasing your latest record, The Art of Forgetting. It's been almost 3 years since you released your last record. How different was the process of creating The Art of Forgetting, understanding that it was created in some parts of the COVID pandemic?
It was a totally different process, for many different reasons, but mostly, I had no time constraints. I didn't put any pressure on myself. I didn't really involve anybody that I didn't see was artistically important, like a part of the artistic process. So there's really no business people involved. No one heard it, aside from the people that worked on it and my friends and family until it was done. So I really enjoyed the process and I took my time doing it, and it ended up being a healing process for me.
It's a part of the power of music, right? To heal us, to make us understand a little bit more what happened, who we are, what we need to do.
Yeah, totally. Definitely this time for me.
And also, you create this album in this very different emotions in front of your other records. Was it hard for you to expose parts of yourself, parts of your feelings?
It's never that hard when you're making it, but it's hard now that I'm performing it. Yeah, it's hard now.
But a lot of people have the same process that you had, loss, try to forget something, try to forget someone. And when you listen to your songs, they connect with you.
They still really move me, which is mostly a good thing. I think that is a testament to the honesty of the songs and the emotional impact. It still really moves me. I mean, I've only performed 4 times so far and I've cried every time. So yeah, it's still working.
Now that you mentioned, I yesterday saw the video of your show in Reeper Band Festival, and it was crazy. It was amazing. A lot of power, but also a lot of energy and a lot of touching moments.
Yeah, that was a crazy show. I remember Reeper Bomb being, intense.
Intense, and it's cool that when we see you live, we don't know what to expect, right? It's different each time.
It is different each time, and a lot of that depends on really how I'm feeling. I don't really know how to hide my emotions very well. So yeah, what you see is what you get, and it really just depends on how the moment strikes.
But it's always cool to have a live show, right? Even if you don't feel that good, you feel a little down. When you are in front of your audience, it all blows.
I think any way you cut it, I find so long as the performance is honest, there's something to take away from it, and even when I go to see other artists, I want them to be exactly how they feel in that moment, because you're capturing a moment in time. You're experiencing that artist performing that music at that moment in time. And it could change daily depending on, you know, the weather.
I know. And honesty is very important in music industry, right? Because you can connect with your audience only if you are honest with yourself.
Yeah. That's true.
Because if you think about it, there's a lot of prefabricated music. There's a lot of music that it comes and go all the time. But music that touch you, like your music, it can only happen because you're honest.
Yeah, and I definitely feel that way about this album in particular. It's very honest. Yeah, maybe to a fault.
But because to forget, it's absolutely an art, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the title, it I really like that it's interpreted differently. I think people kind of take away something different from it. And what it means to me, the way that it started is different from the way that the title feels to me after having finished it. You know, now it feels more like The Art of Forgetting is more of like a healthy letting go, where you can appreciate something and value something, but when it's time to let it go, you walk away.
Because life, it's always a cycle, right? We're starting over and over and over again.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's better to have light travel things, right? Not to pack too much, travel light.
Yeah, travel light.
So, Caroline, I also saw the Q&A that you do with your fans after the short film that you are releasing with the album. And I saw that the people always telling you that connect with your song, that they have a lot of meaning. How important is to you to have this kind of dialogue with your fans?
I think it's the most important thing. I mean, at the end of the day, artists make music for people to experience, and sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the reviews, and I definitely have fallen prey to that at times, of just getting caught up in how people perceive me or the albums that I make. But it really is, it's for people to experience it and to be moved by it. So to do things where I can talk directly with the people that are moved by my music, it's just as beneficial for me as it is for them.
And Caroline, now that we mentioned the video part of your the concept of an album, the videos for your singles are absolutely amazing. Do you direct them?
I didn't direct them. I worked with one of my really good friends. We've known each other since we were little babies.
Oh, cool.
And I had this concept for, you know, the short film, and I sent it to him just to see what he thought. And we immediately just went back and forth on ideas, like rapid fire. And we wrote this whole script together and, you know, walked through every detail of it. Every single detail was thought out. And he added so many interesting features. It was a really perfect combination, just working together, because I was really focused on how the emotion was going to come across, and the, you know, like the performance and the movements of our bodies and how we interact on screen. And he was looking at details of like, you know, the type of lens that we used and the Steadicam and the locations, and making sure that everything like kind of moves seamlessly. So the combination of both of our skill sets just worked perfectly together, and we ended up making something I'm really proud of.
Yes, amazing videos, because as you said, they have a concept, they have a great way to make them, a lot of work behind them. I'm pretty sure that's very satisfactory to you.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
And you will come to Mexico in May to play here in Guadalajara in Corona Capital. Are you excited about it?
I'm so excited. It'll be the first time that my band and I have played Mexico, so it's a big deal for us. I'm so happy it's happening.
I know it was time for you to come to Mexico because you live in Austin, correct?
I know, it's so close.
Yes, you are a few hours away driving to go to Mexico. But I think it's also cool that you can come to Mexico, not only to Mexico City, but here, Guadalajara, to see other landscape, other people, other fans, not only in the capital, but here in Guadalajara.
Yeah, I hope we can stay a few more days so we can, see some sights.
I hope you can make it and to have a great time here because you will play with amazing artists like Interpol, Pixies, Royce Murphy, Sophie Ellis Bextor. It's going to be an amazing festival.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
Looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara on May 20 and 21 in Corona Capital. In the meantime, we can listen The Art of Forgetting in all streaming platforms, and you have released it in vinyl and CD and even a Matchbox.
Yeah, we have Matchbox. Yeah, I thought that would be fitting given that the album cover is like completely on fire.
It's a good image, right? To burn it all.
Yeah, exactly.
And will you bring your vinyl or your CDs when you come to Guadalajara?
Oh, we probably will. Yeah, yeah.
So we need to save more and more money in our budget to buy your album, and maybe you can sign our vinyl in the festival, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I'll try and sign some.
I hope you can have an amazing time here in Guadalajara, Caroline. Congratulations on the album. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And you released it with New West Records, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was working with them?
Oh, yeah, good.
Because labels like New West and other labels have the role to show us new bands, new music, new exciting things that we need to listen. And they do an amazing job in music industry nowadays.
Yeah, that's great. Artists and labels have historically not gotten along the best, but it's okay.
Cool. So congratulations on the album again. Blow my mind. And looking forward to see you live here in Guadalajara. I expect that you feel great, have an amazing sunbath in Guadalajara, so you have a great show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Caroline Rose, thank you so much for the chat with Rutas Alternas.
See you soon.